Hello, this is James Grundvig with Unrestricted Warfare on Decentralized.media. And yes, Juano 7 is here at sea somewhere on the globes. All I can tell you, can't tell you anymore. It's a secret mission, and you'll understand why. But we're going to open up with a quick 2 out of 8 minute video on President Trump. He's my president, that's for sure. Here we go.
Now that President Trump is the Republican nominee for president in 2024, it's time for Republicans, including those who doubt him or even can't stand him, to get behind him. The times demand it. We are in a war fighting an enemy of revolutionaries that kick and spit on America. I call our enemy the woke regime, or the group quota regime. This war is a contest between those who love America and those who hate it. But we do not have a commander in chief. You can't win a war without one. We shouldn't much care whether our commander in chief is a real conservative, whether he is a role model for children, or says lots of silly things, or whether he is modest or dignified. What we should care about is whether he knows we are in a war, knows who the enemy is, and knows how to win. Trump does. His policies are important, but not as important as the rest of him. Trump grasps the essential things. He understands the group quota regime is evil and will not stop until it destroys America. He is a fighter, bold, brave, and decisive, who has confidence in himself and his country. Trump never apologizes for America. He rightly believes America is the greatest country in history. Trump says, in effect, we have our culture. It's exceptional. And that's the way we want to keep it.
And that's the way we want to keep it, Juan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to talk to you there, James.
You too. So what is going on in the world? I guess we got a coming Black Swan event. We got probably riots in a city, you know, another summer of love, but not only insurrections from 2020, but we're probably going to have foreign invaders. Where do you want to begin?
Well, it's not going to have foreign invaders. We've already got them. And it's not, the Black Swan is it relates to the financial world. And what happens when you have a Black Swan is an unexpected event seemingly out of nowhere. The reality is the Asian market situation is the Black Swan. We had used the yen and Japan for a place to essentially do our trading of dollars into other currencies when we took down the Soviet Union. We used related economies to Japan across Asia and also with Brazil. You know, the largest Japanese population outside the United States is out of Brazil. And so those relationships are natural. And so using the Brazilian bola, the Japanese yen, some related currencies in the Pacific market. And then other teams did the stuff using the mark, German mark, coming in from the other side. And we purchased rubles, which was glasnost, in that 3-year period from the end of the Reykjavik meeting, where Gorbachev had a agreement with Reagan to do something to start stopping this Cold War, and then reneged on it at the last second, tried to change the deal during that Christmas meeting that Trump was Reagan was trying to give America and the world, a peace deal. And he was so livid when he came back that he signed a executive finding, a legal term, and concerning the way that currencies are traded in a closed market, which is the way the ruble was traded. And that allowed us to do what we did and launched us into purchasing rubles, which were then sold back into the Russian market after Reagan left office, beginning immediately after he left office. And the reason I mention all of that is because the problem is once we did that, the financial accounts were done through the Japanese banking system and others were never cleared. And that was criminal, in my personal opinion, because there wasn't understanding what had to be done. And that money has been out there floating and being used and reused and reused to disrupt markets around the world. And each of the crashes, the second Asian market crash in 97, and then again in, 10 years ago here in 2006, 2007 into the U.S., all of those have been reverberations from that original work. And so now we're facing this again. Japan has essentially zero interest rates from their Fed. We're tied at the hip with the Japanese economies and the Asian economies. And that's going to hit the West Coast of the United States very hard. It is the black swan that's headed our way. And it's coming during an election season. It will, this incredible inflation that we're already in. You have to think of it this way, where they have, essentially zero interest rates in Japan. They're going to raise it just, 0.25%, 0.5% potentially over the next many months. That's brutal here. But in the U.S. economy, slight interest rate increases, it really, really affects us. We can, we had during the Reagan period coming in from Jimmy Carter, we had double digit interest rates going up into the high teens and low 20s at one point. At that time, our economy was able to take the hit. Today, with the debt so high, tiny increases affect us just horrendously. And that's what's coming with the inflation like that. So you could get buried in all the minutia of the detail. Even the guys that do this for a living every day get a little sideways on the issue. The short, simple statement is trouble's headed our way. And you got to understand that in financial markets. You just need to anticipate and kind of batten down the hatches and, remember that the dollar, constitutional dollar is not the same as the Federal Reserve dollar. So operate accordingly. If you have constitutional dollars can be fine. If you have, paper, you might be in a bit of trouble one thing about any kind of a crisis like this, money or value wealth doesn't actually get destroyed. It's like energy itself. It just gets changed in its form and it tends to concentrate. So, for example, back to the Great Depression, you had more millionaires made during that period than any period prior to it in American history. Why? Because the money concentrated. And those that were able to anticipate what's going on got ahead of it, got out of the way of it, and survived. And so the real threat is to people's savings, their slow turnover investments that give them, 8-10% interest that they still have to pay taxes on, et cetera. It eats away and erodes your wealth in wild ways. And then the other thing is, same as happened before with each of these collapses, real estate in the crosshairs, especially commercial real estate. And so, I'm just asking all your listeners, you don't have to be a gazillionaire. You don't have to be a real estate mogul or something like that. If you're just, average American, if it affects the people that work with you or that you work for, you're going to get hit by it. And if you're a construction worker and suddenly they're not building houses for a little while because the banks aren't loaning money, because the interest rates are too high, the people can't afford the money, you might be in trouble. And so operate accordingly. And there's some areas of the country that will actually do better in what's coming than others. And so, you know, in musical chairs, where are you going to find your seat? You know, nobody should be surprised by what unfortunately is going to happen. And it's just like being in a war zone. You're in a type of war right now. You can fuss and rant and stew and point fingers at all the politicians and the bankers and everybody else. In the middle of the crisis, you don't want to stick your head up in a firefight. Figure out what you're going to do and adjust accordingly. Or, you know, you end up being roadkill. So I want everybody here in this audience to make it through this. I think everybody can. It's a prayer thing. You know, what one person does isn't necessarily what's required or appropriate for the next person to do. Just know Black Swan is out there. It's coming. It's well underway right now. And you know, in some of the meetings that I've had going through some of the stuff over the last couple of weeks, I'm completely convinced that we're already into the early stages of the Black Swan. So,
yeah, I'm with you on that. So, you pretty interesting. You mentioned Japan not clearing the books, and if I remember correctly, Japan, after its massive growth period in the 80s, it curtailed in 91, 92, and then they went into a period of stagflation. Is that related to what you just mentioned?
Well, because if you can't do business because you can't get money from the bank, how are you going to, you know, reinvest? Yet prices are going up, fuel prices are going up, food prices are going up. The cost just to live day to day goes up, and yet nobody's spending money on the things that keep the jobs going in the same way, because the bank's interest rate's too high. Who's going to go out there with a building contract or something like that, want to build a bunch of new apartments or other things? And by the way, you look out across the economy and you know, there's a lag that happens. So a lot of stuff's been financed to get up to this particular point. Yep. And there's a huge construction boom in a lot of places. Is there the new stuff still coming in the pipeline, and has it been funded? When these things start to go sideways, a lot of the stuff that's already been agreed to be funded, sometimes it gets pulled back before you know, you get too far into the project. And so I was at a location here, I don't know, 6-7 months ago with folks that handle banking in this entire region, a place where I was at. And one of the things that they were talking about was they had stopped construction loans for a couple of hotel projects right in the middle of the project. I mean, they were 40% done and they just stopped the loan. And yeah, on the basis that the people that they were loaning to had now become non-fungible, the project wasn't going to be finished properly, the banks cut their losses. And the reality is the bank had all the properties. They were looking for somebody else to step in and wanted to take over the properties, but they themselves were agreeing that the projects weren't going to pencil as they were set up. These are this big hotel chain stuff. I mean, big names that you know instantly in this location, not here where I'm at, but in a different location. And I was pretty shocked that they wouldn't want to see the projects through and finish them, at least because they had this huge investment. They were just going to write it off. So yeah, that can happen other places also. Don't be snookered. When things really start to go sideways, I mean, they go sideways on a dime and they can say, well, we're going to pause, or they're readjusting, or they're reevaluating and, you know, looking for different contractors or trying to cut a sharp pencil to get a better deal. And in reality, it's like what happened in the big real estate crisis here in the U.S. back in the 2007-8-9 range.
Correct.
The reality is behind the scenes, a lot of those people did little secret handshake deals and were handing off these projects to their friends at bargain basement prices to then pick up and continue on. The same thing happened when we had the S&L crisis. I knew a particular person down in Arizona who literally picked up a project, not for all the construction that happened on the land. They tore everything down. They had stuff that was 30, 40% done. Used some of it in the movie script and burned it down. They handed that over to a guy that had a history with the three-letter agency for literally 3 cents on the dollar, and he got it because there was a water, a huge reservoir under the ground there that was mammoth. And so they handed that over to him so that he could control the water rights in that region. It was actually, I think, you know, criminal, but, you know, they pulled it off, and he was the guy that got to hold the property. And that thing, there's mischief that will happen that you can't even imagine behind the scenes, and I think is in play that to happen very shortly. And so people need to at least be cognizant that this is out there and operate accordingly.
And then we got these couple of wars. We got the war in Ukraine and Russia. Then we got Gaza and Israel. And then we got the U.S. DOD building a floating pier, which has been delayed because of weather. Anything you want to touch on there related to geopolitics?
Well, again, these people have the attitude that if there is a crisis, they own the far side of the crisis. They want chaos. They want crisis because they can create their new order out of the melee. And they have intelligently, articulately, precisely operated with the goal of bringing the world into some type of wartime setting that they will own the far side of, including the specter of nuclear war that even within their own ranks, they portray as being a tactical nuclear war. But, you know, you can start tactical. It can escalate pretty instantaneously. And that's the risk to not just America, but the whole world. That any number of these crises or combination thereof, we have something in space flight where we predict orbits and we predict for spacecraft, you know, in combinations of a planet, moon system, etc. And there's very specific types of math that are used there. But the more of these celestial bodies, you know, you start with the sun, you got a Mercury out there, you got a Venus, you got the Earth, you got moons around them, and you do all these calculations. Well, what perturbation happens when you add this body in or that body in? And they become very wild. The number of factors that you have to include in a calculation becomes, you know, 6 times, 10 times, 30 times, different things that you have to bring into the equation. And that's what's going on in the world. We have the orbit around Ukraine and all the countries that are affected by what's going on between Ukraine and Russia and NATO and all of its partners. We have the situation with Korea and South China Sea with China and the rights into the islands. You've got the Mideast with all of its stuff going all the way down into East Africa. These things can go out of control in ways that nobody anticipated in very short notice. And so to the average person, the average American, or any citizen, any country, you have to realize that once they start going these ways, you can say it's not fair. The politicians are bad. They won't have control truly, including the bad guys. At some certain point, they know that certain things will happen. They've got contingencies, but it can get out of control, kind of like a backfire. They were supposedly doing a backfire down at White Sand, New Mexico,
yep.
years ago. Yep. And the wind changed slightly, and next thing you know, they had a full-blown fire. Exactly what they were doing the backfire for, they were doing it at the wrong time of the year as part of it. Deal that they waited too long to do it, and when it got out of control, it burned all the very areas that they wanted to protect from having a fire. And the problem was is that you had fallout in the soil and in the vegetation in the area that when it burned, it went up in the air. So you had an unexpected or at least unwanted a situation. We had fallout going all over the place from a forest fire, from all of the previous detonations that were done in the area. That's kind of the situation here. We have all of this stuff that was down in the soil from the Cold War, and everything that we did to stop World War III, which we did. Soviet Union doesn't exist. We won the World War III. We're coming into World War IV, and all of that material that had settled down and been digested by plants and trees and everything else, now you're going to burn it all down, put it right back in the atmosphere again. We're about to have World War IV, and people need to think in those types of terms. And it's because, ultimately, of a stolen election. It's about 2020. They barred Trump, blocked Trump from continuing in his rightful office, and put fraudsters there in office. And they've brought us to the brink of nuclear war. They've got us in conflicts all over the world. They've started all these brush fires that are potentially going to merge together into one great big huge maelstrom. And the average person isn't going to stop this. You're not going to be able to have much effect on it. So you just have to anticipate and get out of the way as best you can until this current phase settles down. And, I think that's the only proper right advice. Now, I will tell you this, even things like with the Trump prosecutions in New York.
Yeah.
And I remember several years ago, back while Trump was still president, as there was the conversations about what was going to happen out of Southern District in New York. And I had a very close associate that does contract work for three-letter agencies all over the world. And he would say, no, the fix is in, man. They're going to nail Trump. They're going to have him. He'll never get free of this. They will never stop. And I agreed with them, but I figured we're going to fight on through. Well, of course, we're still right where they're at. Who's actually pushing these bizarre prosecutions where even the Federal Election Commission said they weren't going to pursue anything, for example, with the Stormy Daniels thing? And it's affecting the election. I'll just tell you, I'll make a little prediction here. And, you know, you and I talked about it behind the scenes, but that situation is not going to proceed the way they intended there in New York, I don't believe. And I think you're going to see something amazing happen over the next days and week or two, and challenging the legal basis on which those prosecutions are happening. And it's going to be one heck of a food fight. But it has to be done, because you have these groups that have just, you know, taken lawfare to, you know, completely new heights. And it's affecting, you know, is this a fair election coming up? Not just the vote, but blocking Trump from being able to campaign.
Yeah,
so where Americans can at least hear what he has to say. And if you block him from even being able to campaign, at one level, you could say, well, it helps Trump because he's got attention. It also hurts him. Don't kid yourself. You know, if somebody gets shot in the knee and, you know, gee, people feel bad about it and everything else, oh, well, shoot him in the other knee then.
Well, they're trying to smear him as a criminal, even though he hasn't been, you know, hasn't been what? Been charged, indicted, arrested, but he's not a felon officially, right? He hasn't lost the case yet.
Well, look at it this way. You know, even Congress was talking about wanting to remove Secret Service protection for somebody convicted of a felony.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, you know, that hasn't happened. But then again, where the Republican rhinos voted with the Democrats on the budget, and the bizarre things happening behind the scenes, their little secret handshakes. Again, there's stuff going on behind the scenes with the secret handshake crowd that you can see the effects, but you can't see the precise mechanisms in play and relationships. And so that's part of the danger for America, is that we have people that don't show on the board that are somewhat cloaked or invisible, that are extremely influential in the way that the politics and the courtrooms and the prosecutions are run in America. And in the course of getting America back on track and setting the ship of state aright, dealing with the frauds in the courtroom and the lawfare is going to have to be part of the equation.
Yeah. So, Juan, what you discussed and what might be coming in a few weeks, I'm going to call the Trump boomerang. So when it happens, I can refer back to it as the Trump boomerang. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And, you know, at some point down the road, you'll be able to talk about it, but it'll be obvious to everybody that it happens. And I think that, you know, till it's done, nothing's done till it's done. This game isn't over on either side. There's a lot of back and forth that have to happen. But, you know, it's not that there's nothing happening. There's a lot happening behind the scenes. It's just that from both sides, it's not necessarily visible to
the public or in the media. All of that, we got through one PSYOP after another PSYOP after another PSYOP. So now they're, you know, all the college protests. I'm not here to talk about Palestine or anything like that. But we're like half the people being arrested now are adults that are, you know, not in college, right? A lot of them are probably migrants. A lot of them are certainly paid actors. So these are not student protests, are they?
Well, I'll think of it this way. You know, how they're protesting, but they're afraid to show their faces because they'll be ID'd. Then you'll know that they're just paid. They answer the ad Craigslist. they're getting paid to be there to do what they're doing. And, you know, it's like all the tents are the same exact make and model and color in the free-for-all protest. Okay, they didn't come with their blankets and a couple of sticks and make a, you know, blanket for it.
It's not Woodstock 69.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a very artificial operation to capture the media. You know, it's Mockingbird. All the media outlets are pushing something to, you know, control the emotions and the mentality of the people in the country and set up police officers and universities for lawsuits and drama in the courtroom. Also, you know, if they, you know, push back on these protesters, et cetera. And it's amazing the tie to so many other groups that seem to get a lot of assistance. That, you know, you go, what's that group got to do with what's going on in Palestine? And if that group was in Palestine, would they not even be targeted by the very people they're supposedly supporting? It's the most bizarre thing in the world. No, because it's artificial. It's concocted. It's manufactured. It's paid for, bought and paid for, to affect the news cycle. And again, artful distraction, creating chaos, the hat trick, the magician's trick to distract us from the real issues, which at the end of the day, over the remainder of this year, is what's coming in the currency markets. That's my opinion.
Right. The currency markets, you got Biden economics, everyone's getting hammered now. Even a lot of young college kids or recent grads that are all complaining TikTok and various social media that they can't even afford food anymore. It's like kind of shocking, you know, to see them go through this, but they're going through it. So as part of this distraction to hide Joe Biden, like how
because
really is.
Yeah, any of this that distracts you from what's the real issue, again, the magician's trick, keeps them from having to pay a price. If you were looking only at what's going on in the markets and the currency, primarily, and inflation, then Biden would be hurting, and the people behind Biden would be hurting immensely. But by having all these other distractions, not just here in the U.S., but across the world, you don't get a chance to really look at that. And in fact, those things will increase, you know, orders and orders of magnitude. They need the black swan. They need the wartime crisis to distract from the frauds going on in the election system. And that's the real issue coming into the election season. You know, people saying that Biden is winning +4, +6 points over Trump. Really? And you're getting that from where? You know, it's bullshit. You're being frauded again as you were in 2020. And then it's an endless, it's like, remember all the magazines showing how Michelle Obama is the most beautiful woman in the world over and over and over and over.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't go to a newsstand at the grocery store and not see five or six magazines every single day and a whole bunch of new ones every single week with Michelle Obama, the most beautiful woman in the world. Look, that's a guy. Now, why am I saying that? Who cares? Okay, because you were being sold a complete fraud. It was just makeup. It's airbrushing. You make that moose look like the most beautiful woman in the whole world. It's all complete bullshit.
It is.
And they push it down your throat. And if you try to deny it, it's the king has no clothes thing. You're not a good American. You're just a hater. You're just all sorts of things evil, okay? But the reality is, you got a guy that sat in the White House for 8 years and was portrayed as being a woman. And those kids who are not theirs, obviously, that somehow were injected into this situation. And by the way, I those people didn't ask for that. I think we need to have a lot of understanding and grace to those that had no part in what occurred here. They're along for the ride. They were forced to be along for the ride. And I think under the circumstances, it actually turned out to be beautiful people. But the situation is that you're being prodded and you're being forced to accept a lie as truth and intimidated not to say anything that goes against the fraud as presented.
Well, that's changing now a little bit, at least on social media.
Well, it is, but what I'm telling you, James, and this point, I don't want to get distracted on that, but I want to stay with the point that I had, which is that it's the same thing with this economy is great, Biden's winning. The social media are doing a full court press to convince you that Biden's the greatest president in the world, the greatest president in history. The things that he's done for America and the world are the greatest. He's brought you to the brink of nuclear war. He's bringing the American economy to the brink of total collapse. Why is that? Because the people behind the curtain want the chaos as a prelude to their taking over the whole world with their new world order. And by the way, they want the death and destruction that comes from what they're about to do. We've been 80 years now since, just shy of that, since Hiroshima. And we're on the verge now again of nuclear war. Look, we wiped out the Soviet Union. We won the war by all sorts of different means, including a fake moon landing, okay? Whatever we had to do to win the psychological side of what happened out across the world. We got them into a space race and kept them an arms race. We did an economic thing. We took oil so low that we almost wiped out Texas. It was a war by another means.
Yep.
You're now back to the same circumstances we were in 83, 84, 85. With all sorts of calamity and chaos again, and we're taking the world back to the brink of nuclear war, and that's a good thing, and the people behind it have the best interests of America and the world at stake. Look, depending on which group you're looking at, 600,000 to 800,000, 600,000 to 800,000 people dead in Ukraine right now. 1.5 to 2 million injured with serious injuries from that war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Was it worth what they were hoping to gain by going to war in Ukraine? And by the way, who paid for that? World Economic Forum spent $1 billion a year on an orange revolution in Ukraine, and they got what they paid for. They got a war with Russia. Hunter sat on the board of the medical company, not just Burisma, but the medical company that helped to build the 54 bio labs
Meta Biota.
Yeah, they were targeting genetic weapons against Russia. So you can have all the, you know, hate that you want for Russia for all sorts of things. If those biolabs were in Cuba, if they were along the Mexican or Canadian border, how do you think the American people would feel about it if they knew that it targeted them genetically? And by the way, if those biolabs had succeeded in deploying a weapon into Russia, aimed at the Slavic people, how many people in your audience right now here have a history going back to Russian ancestry or Slavic ancestry?
Yep.
You don't think you'd be touched here in America? It's like a James Bond film, the latest one, which precisely goes to that subject matter. These people mad.
No time to die. I saw it Friday night, by the way, first time in a couple of years, and the DNA targeting was in the movie, no question.
That's right, and it was exactly what was going there in that part of the world. The James Bond films tend to be predictive anyway. So my reason for raising that is we are in a type of a crisis here. It was brought on because criminal fraudsters, Al Capone, got control of the levers of power in our government and now have steered us to the brink of nuclear war in Central Europe. Okay. Why? Because it's not about just having some land or even the money from the oil and gas concessions, blowing up Nord Stream and other stuff. These monsters are just like all these James Bond movies where they actually want to destroy huge swaths of the world's population so they can replant the world in the way they want to do it. Think of Moonraker. Think of on Her Majesty's Secret Service with the women going out with the makeup kits that have bioweapons in it to destroy huge swaths of the population. China itself has a history. Several times in the last couple thousand years, they've killed up to 90% of their population. Talk about ethnic cleansing, so they could repopulate with different families that wanted to do it. Look at what happened with Stalin in Ukraine region and the wheat growing areas and all of the people that died, 50 million in the 30s, 50 million people starved to death. Go watch Dr. Zhivago. You have this repeating theme going on right now, and they want to wipe out, destroy a huge swath of the world's population so they can replant it according to their purposes. Right. And America's in the way. And Trump himself is in the way. They aren't coming for Trump. All that stuff going on in New York, that's not going after Trump. That's going after us. Trump's just in the way. If they can pull this off, then they can do whatever they want. You can't recapture control of the country at some point because they can tweak the vote any way they want to. They can make the numbers say what they want to. If they've got their way, if the masks hadn't come off because of the vaccine and warp speed when it did, then you'd have only got vote by phone or mail. Electronic text for your vote that was safe here 2024. Okay. What they're trying to do in these party elections, by the way, in the states.
And we got the pandemic treaty coming up in the World Health Organization in 3 weeks, ratification.
Yeah. So, you know, the WHO thing, you think if you're going to get somebody into office through various frauds, what are you going to do while they're there? You're going to, you know, change the laws to favor you. And, well, it was all fair. It was fair. And, you know, now you can't change it. We all agreed to this. Well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. If it's a fraud, you didn't. You were just forced to, you know, that was the Kabuki theater. It looks real, but it's all theater to get you to buy a story, a storyline. And that's the crisis that we're in. The reality is, 2020, it's not over yet.
It 2020 is not over yet. I'm agreeing with you. Trump did us all a favor by exposing all of the corruption in all our courts.
Yeah.
right?
Yep.
And what's the highest court in the land, Juan?
Court of public opinion. Okay.
That's and Hollywood. Along the way. On.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's true. You know, Gene Roddenberry had a saying. I hadn't heard it. He'd said it other places. At dinner with a friend's place back in the '70s. I was just kidding. And there was something that was being talked about at the time. And he said, perception is reality.
It is.
You perceive. That's real. And then you make decisions based on that. And in articles that I've written at different times, one of the things I've said is belief is the driver of action. What you believe determines what you do, and you'll act based on your beliefs. And so it doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's your reality, and then you make decisions and take action based on what you believe. And so they're creating a situation where there's certain beliefs that are cultishly being put out into the public's understanding. They try to push it with the Mockingbird media and all of these actions that are taking place in the public forum, the media stuff, you know, Biden.
But things are starting to crack in the COVID world. It took 4.5 years, but finally the New York Times got a semi-white flag, and Chris Cuomo, who has been injured by Moderna, has come out. And so there's and Fox News are all kind of sort of coming out, trying to cover their ass, in my opinion, on all of the vaccine calamity that's coming.
So, that's true.
That began the past week. We've only seen it for a week now.
Well, and again, one of the things you have to realize is that even getting people to rethink, re-understand, they've become deer in the headlights. Taking a story that they can't stop and redirecting it in a direction that helps to create more chaos is what's in play here. And about the time you think you know where the magicians are going, they'll do a change up and take what you've now come to believe and use it against you. And that's really, again, the crisis that we're in. We're being emotionally played in so many different ways. And that's why I say at a certain point, you can't even trust your own reason or senses. You need divine assistance. So I don't say it lightly when I say prayer required. God is as serious as you are. Don't worry necessarily about what the person next to you is doing, or what's being done by the big rich guy, or the, you know, some other person. Your next decisions, your best path forward, are unique to you. And if you're looking for divine assistance, protection, well, then you need to ask for it, because what God wants to and can do to protect you and give you a right path forward isn't necessarily the same as a person, even a family member or somebody close to you. There is an alignment. There is a networking that I think is appropriate. But, the single mom trying to take care of their kid and the things forward for them, versus a gas station owner or a company with 100 employees, each one of them has different places and stations and responsibilities to themselves, the people around them, to stay viable. And you have to, at a certain point, recognize that these things are so far beyond you that you need some kind of divine angelic assistance if you're going to get through this one piece. The black swan is just that. You don't see it coming, and it's big. And it as it spreads its wings, you can be in the path of it, and it's going to be powers, forces that are not easy to steer through. And so, if you're serious in your prayers, God's serious in his answers. And you can't look to a guru because there's not one answer. You know, you got all the financial gurus. Well, maybe they're dealing with people in the stock market. You got other financial gurus who will get your medals and hide it under the bed. That's not available to everyone. Each person in their own personal situation needs to look. And by the way, a lot of people that looked like they weren't going to make it, they might be in the best position of all. They don't have a huge mortgage. They don't have the encumbrances of other things where they can dodge, dive, and move to a better situation because they're not locked down in the same way everybody else around them is. You know, you might be in a better position than you realize if you're looking at it from a divine perspective. Deep breaths, some prayer required, but know that in the course of it, so there's scripture says the rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous alike. It's coming for all of us. How you respond to it, that's an individual thing. Some people get in the car, other people pop an umbrella. Other people get inside, they're in a doorway to get out of the rain. Figure out what's best for you and get it done. But it's coming right now. It's not coming. It's not. This is no longer a year out. It's here.
It's here already, which, you know, makes one wonder, A, will the Dems replace Biden at some point? Or, and B, will there actually be an election in the fall if the shit really hits the fan and then everything implodes around it?
Well, I let me just say this. And I, you know, I don't know that anybody else really was saying this in any public forum when I did. And you know, my conversations from years ago.
Yep.
I did not believe that there's going to be a 2024 election on time. It's taken this long for a lot of the details to come out. Look, we've got, as far as knowing how the 2020 election was frauded, we actually have the guys on tape explaining it, and we have their paperwork, and we have the data from the systems that were used. We know what happened. We can tell you in every county right now what the true vote was. And so there's a process to get that out in a manner that is, you know, can be used in a court setting and is agreed upon, et cetera. And there's certain vetting that's already been done. There's some more yet to be done. It's coming. And we're not guessing at it. But there is, you know, getting it in a way that the American public can digest and agree with. Getting that perception to that proper place, that's a process. And people can say that, you know, it's all bullshit, not happening. Well, okay, watch. You know, I'm telling you, but you don't believe me. Just watch what happens, and we'll compare notes over time. You know, let's come back in a year or two, and then you tell me where I was wrong and where I was right. And, you know, conversations we had several years ago, how right and how wrong was I and what I was telling you was coming.
Well, you were the only one in December of 2020 saying Biden will be in the White House on the 20th of January. So you're the only one that said it. Right? Yeah. And you said, don't fall off the chair, right? Right. This is what's coming and you're just going to have to live with it. But in hindsight, now looking back, Trump did us a favor.
Well, because you had to see how these people would govern and let them expose themselves. Right now, you know a lot more about the inner workings of these groups and how they mesh together. People that you never even would have known their names have been identified and brought forward in these networks that were fighting. And we're not done. And so in the course of going after the cancers, it's going to go quite deep. But you needed this intervening period also for the American people to understand what was going on. And they do. They're getting it. The polls be damned. Those polls are not accurate and true and right. Biden is not winning. And the truth, even in the legal system. These things being done as though they're supposedly fair and legal and everything else are going to be exposed for the legal frauds that they are. The criminals in the courtroom in the black robes and the prosecutors with what they're doing. You know, there's going to be pushback, and that will help the American people to realize that, you know, under various guises of legality, a lot of this stuff is happening, and including in the way the votes are run, where we haven't actually had in most situations a real look at the vote. We've only had the courts say that you don't have standing, you don't have a way to bring a case, you don't have a basis for presenting. Even going back to Paxton, going to the Supreme Court, there was no other court to go to, and they said he didn't have standing with all the other states coming with them to, you know, go against those states that held fraudulent elections against their own state laws. So, you know, we're not done with Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, Tennessee, Pennsylvania. You know, these fraudulent elections are going to be exposed for exactly what they were. And, you know, 2020 is not over.
It's not over, Juan. We got about 2 minutes left. You can close out any direction you want. Thank you very much for taking your time on your journey. I know it's an important one, and we'll talk about the Trump boomerang in the near future, but go ahead, Juan. Floor's yours.
Well, it sounds repetitive, but it's worth saying again. The financial arena is the one that is going to hurt most of this audience. The stuff that you see on the media is there as an artful distraction. Don't wait to start getting prepared for a shitstorm that may affect your ability to get paid on time, for your company to work well. It's not the end of America. It's not the end of the world. And it might seem like it at some point along the way here. Don't fall for that either. But there's a near-death experience coming for America, and it's going to feel like a death experience. It's not. It's a near-death experience. On the far side of that, America will be different in ways that people who have gone through near-death experience see the world with different eyes afterwards and values of different things. What's the most important in this? Is it just feathering your own nest? Is it I got mine too bad about you? Or is it about the people around you and the tightening up the relationships there and getting through this together as a team? We're all in this together. Where we go one, we go all. We're going to save America, and then we're going to go out and help the rest of the world. We got to, you know, just like an airplane in a crisis, get your own oxygen mask on first. That way you stay, keep your wits about you, your brain turned on, and then help the people around you that need similar help. We're going to do that with here with America, out to the world. Our friends like Japan and Southeast Asia, other places in the world, we are going to close ranks with them in this crisis, not say, oh, gosh, you guys are idiots and too bad about you. No, it's our closest allies. We do business and trade and work together. We're going to work together to get through this. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Juan O'Savin, thank you very much. At sea, great to have you on board anytime, anywhere. See you down the road with the Trump boomerang.
All right,
thanks,
bro.
Juan.
All right, super. Talk to you soon.